T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marloni, Fourier, and Mego, joined by Mutt. Hey. This is Lou is out in Vegas. And hey, speaking of odds, that's a, you know,
odds.
Betting thing, right?
It's a what?
Betting term, yes.
All
the
that,
odds,
that's
yes.
What he's doing out there?
Yeah.
There's a dark horse MVP candidate out there, according to one Peter Schrager from NFL Network.
You know, Patrick Mahomes won the MVP award in his second year. Lamar Jackson won the MVP award in his second year. Do you know which quarterback went to the playoffs as a rookie and is coming back with a lot of questions around his team? Give me Mac Jones as my dark horse MVP candidate.
Peter!
No one has any confidence, it seems like, in the Patriots. Who's calling the plays? Who's calling the plays? How about this one? Who cares? We got Mac at the quarterback spot. No one's going to pick Mac Jones. It's a huge long shot. Patriots bring back a lot of players from a team that went to the playoffs last year. And if they finish first over Buffalo, a huge ask, you better believe there's going to be some hype around a second-year quarterback who was the fifth one taken in the first round. I'm going Mac Jones, dark horse MVP candidate. Not a popular pick, but that's the whole point. Dark horse.
Oh, I get it. This is a bold prediction. You're not held accountable to what you say. You basically, dark horse,
a long
bold
shot.
Prediction.
Yeah.
You basically say the stupidest thing you can think of that will never possibly happen. That's really what that segment is. Like, we've done those segments before. We've done
my, my goal is
not
never to say something
shows.
Stupid.
Not on my shows.
So when you do something like this, you try to say something dumb?
No, okay. So I remember Lou did one of these segments for NBC Sports.
Yeah.
And it was like funny. Like, he was the only one to actually give something stupid and outrageous. everybody else was like, oh, they'll have 10 wins. And Lou's was like, they'll have 6. Like you, that's not outrageous. That's not a dark horse. Like, yes, he's right. It's a long shot. It won't happen. It will not happen. I would have more fun trying to figure out what the floor is going to be for him this year.
You mean many games how much he'll regress?
Like how badly will he regress? Like how difficult will it be? What will his passing percentage?
What's the metric you want to use? Touchdown passes, yards thrown, regression. What do you want to base it on? Let's give that number and go from there.
All right, you know what's a good one to use?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Touchdown to interception ratio, I think, is a good indicator of how well a quarterback is playing.
Okay.
Give me a touch. I don't have it in front of me from what he
I'll
did
pull it
last
up.
Year.
Give me a second.
But that, to me, speaking to being in the situation and talking to other offensive coaches and what they value, touchdown to interception ratio would be the one that I would say, okay, so will he have
22 to 13 last year.
22
Not,
to 13.
Not even 2 to 1. I think he'll have a better touchdown interception ratio this year.
So you think he'll have more touchdowns and less interceptions?
No, I think the ratio will be better. Like, I think he's going to throw fewer than 13 picks in year two.
Really? No way.
Yes.
I'm more. Well, okay. Well, then you think that the offense is going to be, he's going to, you know,
no,
excel.
No, I happen to think that Bill, the reason why I think it's a ridiculous dark horse. That nailed it. Ding, ding, ding. I think why Peter Schrager is way wrong on this is because whether it's Joe Judge or Bill Belichick, neither one of those guys seems to me like a go 4 wide and let Mac chuck it guy. Either one is going to be super defensive, run the ball. You said it yesterday. The bootlegs they're working on at camp, what does that mean? Run the ball early on first downs and then throw it in real safe, protective situations.
Predictable.
Mm-hmm. So I think that the ratio will probably go up, but I could see it being 22 touchdowns again and 8 or 9 picks.
He'll be called more of a game manager rather than an
MVP candidate.
I've
seen nothing, maybe you guys have, from the coaching staff or the way they rebuilt this offense in year two for Mac that makes people going to take off the training wheels and say, Mac, do what Joe Burrow does, do what Matt Stafford does, do what Brady and Rodgers do, just go chuck it.
There's no evidence
of that right now.
See, there was a time, when did he throw his first touchdown? It was a while. It was... He didn't throw his first touchdown, I can't remember, until, I don't know, fourth game, fifth game, something like that. Didn't have a passing touchdown. And when he had one, it was like everybody was going nuts. What
he
I
had
would
a good
say,
quarterback rating, had a good QBR, he had good numbers. What he didn't have was like the powerful yardage stats. He only threw for 3,800 yards last year.
So I'm going to go with more touchdowns. I'll give him 27 touchdowns, but I'm going to give him 19 interceptions. I'm going to give him a lot of interceptions.
Christian, he had a touchdown in his first game.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh. To who?
What difference does it make?
Don't ask questions all the answers to on the air. Don't assume you assumed it.
What is it?
He hit Nelson Agholor for the Patriots' first passing touchdown
of the
year.
Wow, that was the first game,
you guys fact-checked
against
him right
Miami.
Out of the gate. Oh, wow.
That was the first game of the year against Miami, correct.
And then what was his next one?
Shut up.
Week three.
What was his next one?
So more touchdowns, more
picks. Okay, good. So two passing touchdowns in three games?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I'm not debating you on that. That the offense was not very good out of the gate. It was certainly an offense that was protective of Mac. You guys tell me. They look like they're building an offense to let Mac air it out.
No, nope.
I don't see that. And if Bill or Joe Judge is calling, Joe Judge took a knee on third down to not the punt. He would, or whatever it was, a quarterback sneak on third and long to be able to have more yards to punt in the shadow of his own end zone.
So Mac Jones is plus 5,000 right now. The favorites are obviously Josh Allen.
The real quarterbacks.
Patrick Mahomes.
Not real quarterback. I don't mean it that way.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Justin Herbert. Yeah, that's
those,
the top five.
Who got, those guys allow 4,000 or more passing yards, 30 or more touchdowns. They win MVPs. Like to Schrager, again, you're right. Bold take, it's an awful take.
Well,
he's not going to be close to an MVP candidate.
Again,
this
the first thing to go with lack of coaching, like a first year guy, is that decision making. Hey, listen, that's probably a bad idea. Hey, you know what? Since I don't trust you as my coach, I'm going to do it on my own. He's going to have more interceptions than he had last year. He will. I'll put that over and under. I'll put it at 19. You want to double down on that lunch? I'll give you a piece
of
the action.
Great. I'll have a whole futures. We'll wait till next year.
You'd wait till February of 2023.
I haven't collected my lunch from yesterday yet. I'll double. Sure. Double down. Fewer than 19 picks.
Let's do that.
Sign it up. Good. Now you'll never owe me lunch.
19 turnovers would be number two in the league for quarterbacks last year.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've seen. I don't think he's a bad decision maker. You apparently do.
No, but if you
it's
have
a six interception
have,
increase,
if you have 23, if you have 25 touchdowns and 19 interceptions,
it's not great.
That's not great.
I agree with you. 22.
So that's my point. So it's going to be. You'll have an uptick.
Yeah.
You'll have an uptick in touchdowns because I think they'll have the offense for it. But I do think he makes more mistakes.
All right. So today, Christian Fourier opened the show by saying he was not impressed at all.
At all
by the Celtics' win last night. Was Chris Mannix impressed? SI's Chris Mannix next year. Merlone, Fourier, and Mego.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.